This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today I would like to start a chapter study of Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. After reading Psalm 119 a few times, I came up with the following title: What the Bible Meant to the Psalmist, or The Significance of God's Word. The key verse I identified from the 176 verses in the psalm was verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." If I were to put what the psalmist said in his psalm into one sentence, it would be, "No matter what your place or experience in life might be, it is always best to follow God's word. It will guide you to make the most of your circumstance and life." The most significant cross-references for me would be Psalm 1, Isaiah 55, 2 Timothy 3, and 2 Peter 1. The main problem or question someone might have is, why is it so hard to get head knowledge to become heart knowledge or experience? As I worked on an outline, I came up with about 15 points. I collected verses under each point and then tried developing a shorter list of main points. When I did this, I came up with the following points under the title, The Significance of God's Word: its nature, its purpose, its demands, and its benefits. Now amplify each point. Now, I considered the first 8 verses of Psalm 119 as introductory. The last 8 verses serve as a conclusion. Once you amplify the outline, you can make some practical applications to your own life based on what you've gleaned from Psalm 119. This type of study will enrich your life.